بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي ثابت وقيل أبي سعيد وقيل أبي الوليد سهل بن حنيف وهو بدري. We read this hadith previously in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who asks Allah tabaraka ta'ala for shahadat, to die the mort of a shaheed, a martyr, bi sidqin, that is with truthfulness, he is sincere and is true and he really wants it, Allah will give him that position of the shuhada, even if he dies on his bed. This hadith shows the importance of truthfulness, that with sincerity and with truthfulness a person asks Allah Ta'ala for shahadat, and though he might die on his bed at home, but Allah will give him that position because he asked for it with sincerity. Similarly, it also comes that a person who wants to get up for tahajjud and is sincere, he wants to get up, and perchance he did not get up for whatever reason, he still gets the sawab of tahajjud. A person who wants to be a hafiz of the Quran and he is truthful in that and he makes his effort even just 5 minutes a day and his whole life he tries, Allah will raise him amongst the huffaz. The important thing is here that a person must be sincere. It must be from his heart, not just a thought like that, but the truthfulness. And this whole chapter in which we are discussing is about truthfulness, that a person must be truthful. And the various aspects of being truthful, like for example, on one occasion, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in order to call the goat for it to come closer, she showed her lap, in other words, that there is grass in there, and tried and called it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Aisha, if there isn't grass in there, then that is also a lie, even if it is with an animal. If the grass was there, the feed of the goat, then that is being truthful. So this is the extent which Islam teaches us to be truthful. Anyway, this hadith is narrated by Sahal ibn Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was from amongst those Muslims who accepted Islam early, in the early days of Islam, and when it was very, very tough, the persecution that was against the Muslims, the difficulties that were going through, he was amongst those people who went through all those difficulties, endured it, and accepted Islam at that time. He participated in Badr and all the expeditions thereafter. Badr, the first battle of Islam, has got very, very great prestige and honor. And those 313 Sahaba, famous 313 Sahaba, who partook in the battle of Badr, when it was a battle between the truth and falsehood. And it was the first battle. It was also a very, very trying time. And when the Muslims were very small in number, and the kuffar were 3 times the amount, Muslims in every aspect were disadvantaged, and the non-believers had all the outward advantages over them. And at that time, to be taking part in that battle, that shows also their truthfulness, their love and devotion to Islam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu made him the governor of Kufa after the incident of Jamal. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the Khalifa, the 4th Khalifa of Islam, and the incident of the battle of the Jamal took place, after that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu made him the governor of Kufa. He passed away in Kufa in the 38th year of Hijri. 40 ahadith are narrated from him. So he's also one of the very great and honorable Sahaba. The greatest amongst the Sahaba is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then the group of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the 4 great, great Khulafa. Then the Ashara'i Mubashara, the 10 people who were given the glad tidings of Jannat in this world already by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then comes the 313 Badriyin. These are very great people, and just taking their names, ulama have prescribed also, if du'as a person wants to be accepted, then he reads their names and after that makes du'as. By the barakat of these great people whose sacrifices were so great, Allah Ta'ala will readily accept du'as. So he was amongst those great people, and the hadith, which we will discuss more in detail, but it is that asking to be truthful and to ask Allah Ta'ala even for the great and honorable position of shahadat, which is very great, and the rewards of it are tremendous in the akhirat. If a person asks for it sincerely, that, oh Allah, I want to be a shaheed, and then wherever he dies, even in the comfort of his own home and on his own bed, Allah will give him the position of a shaheed. May Allah Ta'ala grant us this truthfulness, this earnestness, and this sincerity. Wa akhiru da'wana.